Clear, elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today, as it always is. I am Boyd Matheson. As we close out the program today, if you missed anything, and you missed a lot if you missed anything today, you're going to want to go to kslpodcast.com, and you can check out each of the individual segments of the show. And there's a few of them in particular that you're really going to want to hone in on this week. J.D. Tichilli joined us in the 1 o'clock hour. And we talked about some of the core principles that we have to get back to. So as we talked about these protests on college campuses and what has and hasn't been going on, one of the things that JD pointed out, and I actually want to go back to this, that many of these universities have some guidelines, and not just guidelines, they have some pretty explicit rules in terms of speech, of protest, of gathering. To make sure it's an important part of a college experience, for sure, but to what extent and why, and then how do we make sure we do it in the right way? And as we talked about with Jonah Goldberg at 2:05, it's all about that time, place, and manner. How you do it matters, when you do it matters, where you do it matters. So in our conversation with J.D. Tichilli, he went back to the University of Chicago, the Chicago principles that were developed back in 2014. And they've been adopted on many college campuses as kind of the core principles. But I want to go back and reread these, and I want you to think through these in light of what we've been witnessing and watching on college campuses throughout the week. So here's what it says. These are the principles that embrace freedom of expression, that also have that right to assemble. It states that it is not the proper role of the university to attempt to shield individuals from ideas and opinions they find unwelcome, disagreeable, or even deeply offensive. But also that the university may restrict expression that violates the law, that falsely defames a specific individual, that constitutes a genuine threat or harassment, that unjustifiably invades substantial privacy or confidentiality interests, or that in otherwise directly incompatible with the functioning of the university. That seems pretty specific to me. And I think what has happened on many college campuses is that the educators and administrators have been afraid to do anything. And whenever you're functioning from a position of weakness, you rarely make good decisions because you either cower in the corner or you abdicate your principles and authority, and then the negative consequences come. And it is the absolute predictability of consequences. Now, in our conversation with Jonah Goldberg, we kind of went down that path of what happens when we decide not to do or not to live up to the rule of law. And I fully agree with what President Biden said yesterday, that we have the right to free speech and we sustain the rule of law. Those are compatible principles. But when you're breaking windows, taking over buildings, obstructing people's ability to get to class or take a test, then you've crossed the line. And so as we look at how all of these things have been covered, I do want to note that there have been protests on college campuses that have been peaceful, that were done properly, that still voiced sometimes the very same grievance, but in a very different time, place, and manner kind of way that was compatible with upholding the rule of law. And so to me, we're chasing a lot of the wrong things. Most of the images I'm sure that you've seen over the last week have been showcasing and in many cases celebrating those who had crossed the line. And in some of those cases, they had really interesting demands. Sort of a naive, coddled view of it all. Jonah Goldberg pointed out to us one of the protesters at Columbia, part of their rights was, and part of their grievance was that they were not being given any humanitarian aid like food and water and an order from Grubhub, because that was their right. The even though they had taken over a college building, the college should still provide them with those basic needs that they have. That's a little arrogant. That's a little kind of beyond the pale in terms of what we should expect out of someone who's taken over a building on a college campus. And so how do we get to the right space when it comes to how we have conversations and what we get to? And I actually want to go back to our conversation with Jonah Goldberg because he referenced this Norman Rockwell painting. And I want to get back into the history of this just a little bit because I think it matters and I think it's very instructive. And I encourage you to look it up. You can just go to the Norman Rockwell Museum, nrm.org, and you can find it. So back in 1941, in an address to Congress, President Franklin Roosevelt articulated his vision for a post-war world founded on four basic human freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. So in the spring, Norman Rockwell was working on some other paintings that he was commissioned to do, some other covers there, and he decided that he wanted to do something on these four freedoms. And as he was mulling that over, kind of thinking that through, he got really frustrated with the process. He said, these are really high-level principles. How do you best paint that in a picture? So as the history is recounted, Rockwell, by chance, attended a town meeting. And in that town meeting, one man rose amongst all of his neighbors, and he voiced a very unpopular view. And that night, Rockwell awoke with the realization that he could paint the freedoms best from the perspective of his own hometown experiences. And you'll recognize the painting. It's a man who's not dressed as nice as everyone else in the crowd, standing up and speaking his mind and saying something that is perhaps unpopular. But the thing that's so striking to me about this Norman Rockwell painting is that the rest of the crowd is really listening to them, really paying attention, showing some respect. Even though they may have disagreed with what the man was saying, there was some respect there. Why? Because of the way the man was speaking in a way that was respectful. I think those are important principles for us. If you haven't checked that out today, it's a great way to round out your Friday. Just go to the Norman Rockwell Museum, nrm.org. And you can actually go through the history of all of those paintings that Norman Rockwell did around those four freedoms. Again, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. And those are all principles that we can live up to and be part of, and part of how we actually extend those moving forward. Well, that wraps it up for us on a Friday here on Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, and especially as you go into the weekend, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and just go out and do something today that'll make a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.